This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The thick blanket of smoke and haze moving across the United States and Canada from wildfires in Quebec and Nova Scotia will continue Thursday and possibly through the weekend. Across the eastern United States, officials warned residents to stay inside and limit or avoid outdoor activities again Thursday, extending code red air quality alerts in some places for a third straight day. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York State warned Wednesday that conditions will get worse before they improve.
You don't need to go out and take a walk. You don't need to push the baby in the stroller. This is not a safe time to do that. I want to reiterate that.
More than 400 blazes burning across Canada have left 20,000 people displaced. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told CTV Wednesday that his country is feeling the devastating impacts of climate change.
Unfortunately, over the past years, we've seen extreme weather events increase in their intensity and their impact on Canadians, as well as on their cost to families, to provinces, and to the federal budget.
Canadian officials say this is shaping up to be the country's worst wildfire season ever. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in the flood-hit southern region of Kherson on Thursday to evaluate response to damage caused by the breach of a major dam. The Ukrainian leader wrote on his Telegram account that he was helping assess efforts to evacuate civilians, provide them with drinking water and other support, and try to mitigate vast environmental damage. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for the destruction of the Kharkova hydroelectric station and dam on Tuesday, which unleashed flood waters from the Dnipro River. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several children and at least one adult were injured Thursday in a knife attack in a small town in the French Alps. Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin said on Twitter the attack took place in a square in the lakeside town of Annecy. Darmanin said the attacker has been detained. BFM TV reported that the attack occurred in a park and that the assailant had been a Syrian asylum seeker. Taiwan activated its defense systems on Thursday after reporting 37 Chinese military aircraft flying into the island's air defense zone. The island's defense ministry says some of the Chinese aircraft flew to Taiwan's southeast and crossed into the western Pacific to perform air surveillance and long-distance navigation training. China has regularly flown its air force into the skies near the island over the past 3 years, though not into Taiwan's territorial airspace. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province and has vowed to bring the island under its control by any means necessary, including a military takeover. Taiwan has been self-governed since the end of China's civil war in 1949, when Chiang Kai-shek's nationalist forces were driven off the mainland by Mao Zedong's communists. The Financial Times reported this week that the European Union is considering a mandatory ban on member states using companies that might pose a security risk in their 5G networks, including China's Huawei technologies. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire explains.
Officials told the FT the move is a response to growing concerns in Brussels that some national governments have delayed action. The EU and Huawei did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The trading bloc has previously placed restrictions on the use of Huawei in 5G technology. 3 years ago, it said member states could either restrict or exclude high-risk 5G vendors from core parts of their telecoms networks. At the time, the EU resisted pressure from Washington for a complete ban on Chinese telecom firms.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. The Denver Nuggets have regained control of the National Basketball Association Championship Series. Here's AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
A historic performance for Nikola Jokic has given the Denver Nuggets a 2-1 series lead after a 109-94 win over the Miami Heat in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Jokic became the first player ever to record a 30-20-10 triple-double in the finals, finishing with 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists.
I just think it's a win, you know, because if we lose, nobody's going to even mention it. To be honest, I don't care.
Jamal Murray had a game-high 34 points. Jimmy Butler scored 28, and Bam Adebayo 22 for Miami, which hosts Game 4 Friday. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.